until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
And now, question one of our three.
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, wait, before we do that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No, I'm nothing.
Okay.
Just wanted to tell people that, go figure this out, but we're having computer issues.
Hmm. See, you said that phrase beautifully.
Anybody, well, I mean, you know, I mean, in the world,
mm-hmm.
okay, would you expect that no matter what happened, there would always be computer issues?
Naturally.
Naturally. Okay. So we are having some computer issues, number one. Number two, when you call in, peoples, the complaint line has not been given out. So you have a complaint, save it, okay, because I'll give it to you later. I'll give you the complaint line later.
Right.
And I'll give it to you later, too, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we do have an update here. Hour one. Oh, this is the point values. Oh, I have the point values for hour one.
Let's hear them.
I'm sorry that I'm doing this.
That's all right.
Because, I mean, this is your job.
That's fine.
Hour one. Question one is worth 5 points. Our question two was worth 10 points. Question three was worth 5 points. Question four was worth 10 points. Question five was worth 335 points. Question six was worth 10 points. Question seven was worth 10 points. And question eight was worth 145 points. Once again, hour one, question one was worth 5 points. Question two was worth 10. Question three was worth 5. Question four was worth 10. Question five was worth 335. Question six was worth 10. Question seven was worth 10. And question eight was worth 145 points. And now, Megan, go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Oz. I have the first question of our three right here. Throughout the year, trivia players spend varying amounts of time working on the contest. Some spend time working on finding more information about last year's questions. So, here's a reward for you. On the side panel of a box of green slime is the following question. What has two arms, two eyes, and is green all over? What is the answer that appears on the box? Once again, question one of hour three. Throughout the year, trivia players spend varying amounts of time working on the contest. Some spend time working on finding more information about last year's questions. So, here is a reward for you. On the side panel of a box of green slime is the following question. What has two arms, two eyes, and is green all over? What is the answer that appears on the box? Good luck from 90FM.
Trivia 38 and Jim Oliver.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. All my
working on question number one. Hour three, Trivia 38. Throughout the year, trivia players spend varying amounts of time working on the contest. Some spend time working on finding more information about last year's questions. So here's a reward for you. On the side panel of a box of green slime is the following question. What has two arms, two eyes, and is green all over? What is the answer that appears on the box? Good luck from 90FM. That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room with question number one. Hour three, Trivia 38. Throughout the year, trivia players spend varying amounts of time working on the contest. Some spend time working on finding more information about last year's questions. So here's a reward for you. On the side panel of a box of green slime is the following question. What has two arms, two eyes, and is green all over? What is the answer that appears on the box? A kid who has just been slimed. Once again, the correct answer, a kid who has just been slimed. On to our three, question two, trivia returns. In 1983, Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Show-Off Recipe Contest was held in Los Angeles, California. There were eight judges on the panel, including an entertainer who was 6 months pregnant at the time. What is the first and last name of this entertainer? Once again, our three, question two, trivia, 007. In the 1983 Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Show-Off Recipe Contest was held in Los Angeles, California. There were eight judges on the panel, including an entertainer who was 6 months pregnant at the time. What is the first and last name of this entertainer? Good luck from 90FM.
Over bridge of sight, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind, get a
nice and have fun and sing. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss our school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of food?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
Why the she is there.
I tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the drums with a bun. They all come out to groove and rub on it. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
We're working on question number two, hour three, trivia 38. The 1983 Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Show-Off Recipe Contest was held in Los Angeles, California. There were 8 judges on the panel, including an entertainer who was 6 months pregnant at the time. What is the first and last name of this entertainer? Hey, good luck to you and your team as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90 FM.
Local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn that song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Got hope burning everywhere. Rose. They only know my soul. Make it hard for me to see. Our thoughts all seem strange. New places forward. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Got hope burning everywhere. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in Sedison Boulevard.
Okay, that's it. Phone's down in the back. Phones down in the back room. That's it on question number two, our three trivia. 2007, the 1983 Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Show-Off Recipe Contest was held in Los Angeles, California. There were eight judges on the panel, including an entertainer who was 6 months pregnant at the time. What is the first and last name of this entertainer? Correct answer, Debbie Boone. Debbie Boone was the correct answer on that one. We're going to go right on to our next activity, and that is Trivia Stone clue number one for Trivia Stone Group B. Okay? It's now time to start Trivia Stone clues for Group B. Listen closely. Clue number one. From where you are now, go past the putting areas and the janitor with a mustache. Go past The Thing You Do and the Van Morrison song. Now turn right. Continue past the birdbath and the split rail fences. Now turn left. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number one. From where you are now, go past the putting areas and janitor with a mustache. Go past The Thing You Do and the Van Morrison song. Now turn right. Continue past the birdbath and the split rail fences. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There's no need for any teams to use flashlights or any type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette. Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road in Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated. Removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point. Question 3, Hour 3. Trivia 38. George T. Simon, a writer for Metronome Magazine, recalled the following of this band leader. He sang in a slightly hip Rudy Valley manner. His sound was just as nasal. His phrasing more musical. Falling asleep in the middle of a vocal chorus was by no means an impossibility. What is the first and last name of this band leader? Once again, Hour 3, Question 3, Trivia 38. George T. Simon, a writer for Metronome Magazine, recalled the following of this band leader. He sang in a slightly hip Rudy Valley manner. His sound was just as nasal. His phrasing more musical. Falling asleep in the middle of a vocal chorus was by no means an impossibility. What is the first and last name of this band leader? Good luck from 90FM. Thank you. working on question number three, hour three, trivia 38. George T. Simon, a writer for Metronome Magazine, recalled the following of this band leader. He sang in a slightly hip Rudy Valley manner. His sound was just as nasal, his phrasing more musical. Falling asleep in the middle of a vocal chorus was by no means an improbability. Impossibility, sorry. What is the first and last name of this band leader? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90 FM. That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's it on question number three. Hour three, trivia 38. George T. Simon, a writer for the Metronome Magazine, recalled the following of this band leader. He sang in a slightly hip Rudy Valley manner. His sound was just as nasal, his phrasing more musical. Falling asleep in the middle of a vocal chorus was by no means an impossibility. What is the first and last name of this band leader? Correct answer, Ozzie Nelson. Ozzie Nelson was the correct answer. To hour three, question three. Question four, hour three. The Carlton, the Kennison, and the Stewart were three models of television. What is the registered name of this television brand? Once again, hour three, question four, trivia 38. The Carlton, the Kensington, and the Stewart were three models of television. What is the registered name of this television brand? Good luck from 90 FM.
In the brain, I see you walking on the street, now you're sure to crash. The movement of your feet that a shoebox spent. The cigarette I handle from the middle of your lips. I won't look at you when I really flip. Oh, Mary Jane. Give me a pain in the brain. Well, now you jump in your car like a wartime hero. Step on the gas, but the gang says zero. Every time I look at you, you're running fast. Mary Jane, why do you stop and guess? Tell me, why do I cry when I sing this song? The thing I do is so doggone wrong. I love you, you love me. Let's get together for the family. Hey!
Working on question number four, our three, trivia 38. The Carlton, the Kensington, and the Stuart were three models of television. What is the registered name of this television brand? That's it. Phones down in the back room. Phones down out back. That's it on question number four. Our three, trivia returns. The Carlton, the Kensington, and the Stuart were three models of television. What is the registered name of this television brand? Correct answer, Admiral. Admiral is the correct answer to that question. And there you go.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
And moving right along, I'd like to thank the phone operators this shift. They are teachers from Mid-State Technical College. And thank you so much. Let's hear a big cheer out there from you guys. Doing a great job, and we do appreciate it. We've been doing this for a while in different incarnations, but we do appreciate you coming over here and lending a hand to this this institution here. Also, like to thank the following for their contributions to of food this shift. And for those of you that have been watching me on television, you'll notice that I haven't been eating all that much. Just this ice cream here. Ellie Ray's Restaurant. And they're at 1617 Schofield in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 544-0859. Guzan, Maine, 1140 Main Street, Stevens Point, 344-3200. Rocky Rococo, Pizza and Pasta at 135 Division Street North in Stevens Point. They're at 342-8885. And Belts Soft Serve, 2140 Division Street, 344-0049. They're open until 1:30, both nights of trivia. What do you think of that, eh? Okay, enough jibber-jabber. Hour 3, question 5, trivia, 2007. This big-screen assistant district attorney had high political ambitions. In his final scene in the film, he is seen driving into the night mist in his expensive automobile. There's a sticker on the rear bumper stating, "Support your local police." What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, hour 3, question 5, trivia, 2007. This big-screen assistant district attorney had high political ambitions. In his final scene in the film, he is seen driving into the night mist in his expensive automobile. There's a sticker on the rear bumper stating, "Support your local police." What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90 FM. Working on question number 5, hour 3, trivia 2007. This big screen assistant district attorney had high political ambitions. In his final scene in the film, he is seen driving into the night mist in his expensive automobile. There's a sticker on the rear bumper stating, "Support your local police." What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck from 90 FM.
Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you. turn the lights way down low. And maybe we won't watch the show.
Yeah, that's it. Phones down in the back room. Phones down out back. That's it on question number 5, hour 3, trivia 38. This big screen assistant district attorney had high political ambitions. In his final scene in the film, he is seen driving into the night mist in his expensive automobile. There's a sticker on the rear bumper stating, "Support your local police." What is the first and last name of this character? Walter Chalmers. Walter Chalmers is the correct answer. On to question number 6, hour 3. Trivia 2007. Professional golfer Ben Crane had the dubious distinction of winning the 2006 Masters Par 3 tournament. What is the first and last name of the person who was his caddy for this tournament? Once again, question 6, hour 3, trivia 2007. Professional golfer Ben Crane had the dubious distinction of winning the 2006 Masters Par 3 tournament. What is the first and last name of the person who was his caddy for this tournament? Good luck from 90FM.
From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. And walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king. With no regret, I sacked the cards last night. And Lady Luck played her hand just right. You made me king of your heart. For just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. In just in time, I saw the twinkle. From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
We're working on question number 6, hour 3, trivia 38. Professional golfer Ben Crane had the dubious distinction of winning the 2006 Masters Par 3 tournament. What is the first and last name of the person who was the caddy for this tournament? Good luck from 90FM.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. Question six, hour three, trivia 2007. Professional golfer Ben Crane had the dubious distinction of winning the 2006 Masters Par 3 tournament. What is the first and last name of the person who was his caddy for the tournament? Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe is the correct answer for question number six. Question seven, Ned Bigby attends James K. Polk Middle School. What is the nickname of the school? Once again, hour three, question seven, trivia 38. Ned Bigby attends James K. Polk Middle School. What is the nickname of that school?
Boom, boom, boom. But my real name is Mister.
Question number seven, hour three, trivia 38. Ned Bigby attends James K. Polk Middle School. What is the nickname of that school? Good luck from 90 FM. Thank you. That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's it on question number 7, hour 3, trivia 38. Ned Bigby attends James K. Polk Middle School. What is the nickname of the school? The correct answer, Wolves. Wolves was the correct answer to that question. On to question number 8. While doing his live shows from Chicago, Conan O'Brien visited with a local blues guitarist. At the time, Conan O'Brien claimed that his blues performing name was the Liquid Snake. Just like any great blues blues artist, Conan had a name for his guitar. What is the name that Conan had for his guitar? Please be complete. Once again, hour 3, question 8, trivia 38. While doing his live shows from Chicago, Conan O'Brien visited with a local blues guitarist. At the time, Conan O'Brien claimed that his blues performing name was the Liquid Snake. Just like any great blues artist, Conan had a name for his guitar. What is the name that Conan had for his guitar? Please be complete. At question number 8, hour 3, while doing his live shows from Chicago, Conan O'Brien visited with a local blues guitarist. At the time, Conan O'Brien claimed that his blues performing name was the Liquid Snake. Just like any other great blues artist, Conan had a name for his guitar. What is the name that Conan had for his guitar? Please be complete. Good luck from 90 FM. That's it. Phones down in the back room. Phones down out back. Question number 8 is history. While doing his live shows from Chicago, Conan O'Brien visited with a local blues guitarist. At the time, Conan O'Brien claimed that his blues performing name was the Liquid Snake. Just like any great blues artist, Conan had a name for his guitar. What is the name that Conan had for his guitar? Please be complete. Correct answer was Admiral Huffington. Admiral Huffington was a correct answer to question number 8, our 3 trivia. 38.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Megan Hairtrump. Justin Brady wasn't happy with his name, and not just because of its connection to the cheesy sitcom. After he told a judge in New Mexico that he no longer had a relationship with his adoptive parents, the 43-year-old trucker announced that he wanted to legally take the nickname given to him by those he now considers to be his real family. The inspirational name? Bubba. Yes, Mr. Why Not Bubba did not choose his new name carelessly. Another potential name was Laren Marlboro after his cigarette of choice, as well as Moore Check after his unyielding aspiration to increase his fortune. He may seem to be in an unusual mental state, but at least he passed up the chance to mock himself with the name Alias, because he knew how easily it can be confused with Alice. I'll have a look at your Central Wisconsin weather forecast after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Your weather tonight will be clear with lows in the lower 40s. Weather tomorrow, mostly sunny during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy late, highs in the middle 70s. It's currently 63 degrees outside. I will have the top 5 teams and the first question of hour 4 after this.